A tough loss for your team here tonight, but really I think when it all boils down to, I think you have to look at the third quarter. That was probably the difference in the ball game.
Absolutely. For whatever reason it was, I haven't ever seen Garden City play that slow as far as the offense and defensive side. So something about it, kind of got in our heads, I think, because that third quarter they dictated the tempo and then we slowed down. We even when we got stops, we just kind of sat and waited and didn't run the floor. So, you know, maybe tired legs, I don't know. But at the same time, we want to dictate tempo and we don't want to play at somebody else's slower pace. But a rough way to end, you know, the three games, especially, you know, from the last 2 minutes of the second quarter into the third quarter. You know, we give up two big threes on uncontested threes. Really, the guy hits one, you know, right there at the buzzer from deep. You know, so that is what it is. But then they took over that third quarter, and we just kind of got stagnant. We just kind of stood around and not a lot of ball movement. So, our guys understand that, there's things to work on, and they now understand that, you know, tempo is a big deal for us. And so hopefully that kind of leads us in the right direction, and we're ready to go next Tuesday.
I thought one player that really had a big game tonight, he had a tough assignment facing Steinmetz, and he's a tough one to corral, but Avery Noel, what a night for him.
Absolutely. You know, I told Avery this morning that he was going to be assigned to him, and especially if we could get it, you know, on a make, which in the first quarter and second quarter, for the most part, we were able to, you know, we were pretty efficient offensively, and so we could get our matchups going, and Avery did a great job. You know, Steinmetz got loose in transition more so than anything in the half court. You know, Avery really did a good job on him, and took that challenge to heart and played a great ball game. And also talking about how defense leads to offense. I mean, Avery had his best offensive game of the year. So that was good to see for us. Getting a fourth guy in there that can score is a big deal. He did a good job. But, you know, too many times in transition, we just let him get loose. And that kid can get hot. Mm-hmm. And he's got a smooth stroke, and he's a big kid. You know, he gets that shoulder into you going to the basket. And it's pretty tough, but Avery did a great job.
You know, he built the big lead in the first half, and that was just really predicated on ball movement there in the first half.
Yeah, it was, and I think that's the polar opposite of what happened in the third quarter. So when they get to see it and they recognize it, you know, I think this group will learn from it and get better with it and understand that, you know, we don't want that ball to stick because it were easier to guard that way. Mm-hmm. If we're going to pass and cut and you know, do those things, you got to do that with ball movement. You can't just sit still and expect to do it off the bounce all the time. And I thought we settled for a little bit, too much dribble drive action. But it is nice to know still at the same time that if we've got guys that are willing to do it, you know. So, you know, Dylan and Lawson, you know, try to get in there. Avery got in there. But, yeah, the ball movement was just a killer to us in that third quarter. And they got on their run, and we looked a little shell-shocked, really. And I think that was because we were playing so slow. I just think that they didn't know what was going on at the time, and so we've got to make that shift and understand what's going on in the game, and a team's trying to slow us down for a reason. So with that being said, you know, we need to get better with it.
And Jackson, he had a tough assignment tonight against a pretty athletic 6'4" senior, Caleb Wiese, and you know, to hold him to 5 points, he comes in averaging 14. That's pretty good as well.
Oh. Yeah, it is. It's on. But he did. Jackson's a big, strong kid, and so is Wiese, you know. So it was a battle for the both of them down there. And I don't know. I think there's a point of emphasis in Keisha with, you know, pushing somebody in the back, you know, and try to establish position. And Jackson uses his body a lot of the times. And every time we seem to play other schools that are bigger than us, you know, at their place, it always seems like that, you know, 5 and 6A whistle is not quite the exact same as the 3A whistle is. But that's just, you know, kind of a rant. But Jackson was getting pushed out pretty high, and it was tough for him to get positioning down there. But at the same time, he's who we're going to play through, and he did a good job defensively, especially.
And this is a game where really, I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it would have been nice to win, but it's one of those that, you know, it's tough to lose, but it's not going to hurt you for anything. You still have a long season left here, and I think you can learn a lot from this one with the three games coming up here. And this is a Garden City team I think is going to make a pretty good run and surprise a lot of people in 6A.
Yeah, they are. And if rumors are true, they've got somebody else that may join their team in a little while, and they're going to be really good. But, yeah, they just do such a good job with kind of just – they kind of lull us to sleep. you know, they ran their offense and they were patient for it, you know, patient looking at the shots they wanted to get. And we did a really good job for the majority of the game. We just, you know, we couldn't get that third quarter, you know, finished the way that we wanted to. But, yeah, the 3 games in 3 days, you know, every game is a little bit different and you learn a little bit, you know, more about your team. And today this really helped us, you know. Yeah, you want to go 3-0, but, you know, you look at the past history of us coming into this tournament, we've left it 0-3 before. So we're sitting in a great spot, and our guys are excited. And like I told them, I think in this short amount of time, you've kind of energized Scott City. You know, I think they enjoy watching our guys play, and it's because they play so hard. You know, tonight we came out on the short end, but it wasn't because we didn't play hard by any means. You know, they just made a few more plays than us down the stretch.
I think I'm going to cut off on that because I was going to ask about next week with Cimarron, but you got me energized talking about the energy of team is. It's, I tell you, this is a fun team to watch through 4 games.
Yeah, it is. They're scrappy. They get after you, and they never quit. And, you know, as a coach, you can't ask for anything more than that. You know, guys giving you everything they got. So 1 through 12 will give you everything they have. And so it's exciting. And it's already – they've already earned the right to feel good about what they're doing. And to feel good about what we're doing as a team, offensively, defensively, you know, they're going to continue to get better, especially on the offensive end. A lot of the stuff that we run is kind of tricky as far as the alignment of it, but we're still kind of in the learning process of that. And once they get that going, we're going to be even better. So I'm excited. I know they're excited. And hopefully, you know, we get a couple of home games coming up before Christmas break, and we can get a lot of people in there because the fans, you know, playing at home the last couple of nights, it was fun. You know, the student section was rocking, and, you know, the fans get into it. So, you know, our guys have brought a lot to that. You know, they're a big cause of it. So, you know, excited to get back after it on Tuesday.
All right. Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining us here. Thanks for the time. It was a good weekend for you guys, and we'll do it again a couple more times next week.
All right. Thanks, Adam.